Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos,
pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos,
pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Hey, what's up? How was your weekend? You know, every show, I start with a thought for the day, or something to get the wheels spinning in your brain or your mind. Today's topic is something that we all have trouble with sometimes, looking at your true self in the mirror, your true identity, your true reflection. Franklin composed a song a long, long time ago. I'm talking about the man in the mirror, oh yeah. Who is that man in the mirror? See, until you know your true self, your true reflection, how can you ask yourself honestly, can I get into a relationship with somebody when you don't know yourself? For example, if you're a man, we know you got all the equipment of a man. You got big hands, an Adam's apple, big foot. Look in the mirror, you should see a reflection of a man. A lot of times when people look in the reflection, that's not somehow between their eyes and their brain process and the reflection, they might not see all the same thing. So if you're a man and we know you're a man, but when you look in the reflection, you see a woman. So in your eyes, you do everything like a woman, but everybody's like, hold on, player. You know you a dude. Why are you walking around here in a dress? And lipstick and mascara and a wig on. That's not you. But confusion or the process of elimination sometimes is not there. And no, I'm not judging anybody. This show is about your reflection. What do you really see when you look in the mirror? Because if you don't know what you see, how can you ask somebody else to love a false representation of yourself? And see, that's what caused a lot of breakups, a lot of relationships to fail or not even start, because when you come to the table, you got to be honest with yourself. You got to be honest with your true failures, your true successes, things that make you you. We all get it wrong. I know we all screw up. That's a part of the growing process. But don't come to the table thinking you're a queen or a princess when you're really not. You don't have to be. It's okay. The whole thing of the matter is it's not how you start the race, but how you end the race. That's the point that matters. See, sometimes people want to start off the race without practicing. I don't know how you think you're going to run a marathon without stretching, without being in shape, without running first. You just can't get out there and just start running. I mean, you can do that, but you're not trained, so you're going to fail going on now in today's society. Everybody look in the mirror, and they say, their brain tell them one thing, but reality is not the same thing. And that's where you go out here, you go on the website, you put up this perfect picture, and you think you say you're the perfect person, but you're lying to yourself. That's the image that you want to portray. The real you got daddy issues, got financial issues, got trust issues, got abuse issues, molested, been raped. I'm not anybody, as I say, but you're a mess. But you want to portray that you got it going on, that you're a perfect Christian, or you got it together. You think you got it until something happens. And see, that what causes a problem when that all snap moment happens, when the pressure hit the fan. You know, pressure busts pipe. Pressure makes diamonds. Let me get on with the show because I don't want to talk too much in the beginning because then you want to listen to the rest of the show. But remember, your true reflection is your true reflection. No matter how distorted the image is in your brain, it's still your reflection. So we're going to get on with the show. Hope you enjoy it.
RD Colombia.
I'd like to give a shout out to Lou Webb and Gatsby, Stacey, Jason, Jennifer, Shane, to my nieces and nephews. If you want to be a guest caller or Food for the Soul, the number is 646-915-9934. Once again, 646-915-9934. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at WELDONR112@gmail.com. Once again, that's WELDONR112@gmail.com. So me, it's always good, y'all. But in the swatch and turkey chili, lime curd tofu, stir fry, with green onion cake, apricot dessert, food for the soul thought. We can never forgive. Forgiveness is an absolute attribute of the strong. And I would check it out on my blog. Every week, however you look at it. Nobody is perfect. You're not perfect. I'm trying to find somebody. Things change in the middle of the story. It's a movement and the plot change in the middle and the ending and the beginning, not the same. And it's shocking how it works out. That's just like life. We're going to go on with the show. Your true reflection. Because, you know, when you look in the mirror, a mirror does. It reflects what's there. That's all a mirror does. So when you get dressed in the morning, you look at a mirror. You're like, I got coal in my eye. Let me get that coal out of my eye. Let me straighten out my tie. Let me make sure my jewelry is right. Let me make sure my earrings is okay. How does my hair look? How's my makeup? That's what we use a mirror for to check our appearance, to make sure we're okay with going to the public. But sometimes we are grown people or children. We want to portray something that's not there. I'm not saying that it won't be there in the future or it wasn't there in the past, but sometimes we want to portray something that's not there. Sometimes when you look in the mirror as a man, it's going to get deep, y'all. Yeah. This is a true statement. Sometimes you might see a little boy that daddy never came to his games. Or you were that little boy that witnessed your father and your mother getting in the fights every day. Or you might be that little boy that was bullied every day in school. That's a true reflection of somebody that I'm talking to out here. Now, let me go ahead and flip to something else. Ladies, when you look in that mirror, you don't see stilettos or the nice sheets on black dress or the long Indonesian weave that you just brought or the nice makeup. You see the little fat that was a nerd, that wore glasses, that played tuba, that couldn't get a date. None of the boys like her. But you see, these are reflections. See, I don't make light of nobody's situation. I just bring it on the forefront. Like one of my best friends said, I always have an opinion about everything. And it's a good thing that I kind of do because I don't have nothing to talk about. But see, let's fast forward this thing. Now you're 30. Now you're 40. Now you're 50. Now you look in the mirror. You see the voices. You see the children that you never raised. You see the alcohol abuse, the drug abuse. You see bad relationship one after another. You see that for yourself when you look in the mirror. But like I say, I'm not judging. This is a self-reflection of yourself when you look in the mirror because everything that you see is not always there. Ain't that something? A mirror is a powerful device. And when you look in that mirror, you see what you want to see or not what you want to see. It's how you perceive and delusionize everything. When you look in that mirror, you see your parents get divorced. When you look in that mirror, you see your failures. That you drop out of college, got pregnant by a dude that you thought loved you but was using you for your body. Then he done moved on, and he graduated and married somebody else. You look in the mirror, you see yourself marrying a dude that cheated on you every day of the marriage and had some children out of wedlock with some other women. But when you look in that mirror, you think, I'm the perfect Christian because I wear a dress. But you still deal with low self-esteem issues yourself. You want to portray that you're a beauty queen, but you know you was told when you was a child that you was ugly, that you'll never be nothing. But see, this is a reflection that we see every day, but nobody don't want to talk about it because it's the love. When you look in this reflection, you don't see the woman that lost a child in the operating room. We don't see a lot of stuff when we look in the mirror because we try to hide it. So we go online or we portray this perfect image that we got together. We don't see that we're overweight, that we got high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, that if one more thing goes wrong, I'm going to lose my mind. We don't never see these things because when we look in the mirror, we try to avoid the stuff that we don't want to see because we want to paint a perfect image. When we got into the world, we portray this perfect image. And so when somebody meet us, they fall in love with this perfect image. They don't know what's going on behind the scenes. They don't know that one more straw can break this camel back because you never portray that. Nobody never portrayed the fact that they got student loans. Nobody never portrayed the fact that they can't find their ideal job or have the perfect career or the perfect house or the perfect relationship. But these are reflections in the mirror that everybody deals with every day. A life. Nobody wants to admit that I live check to check, that I'm always broke because all my money goes to bills. So what do? I pretend that I got it together so I can draw this perfect man with a lot of money to help me out in my situation. I don't want to date somebody for where they're at because I don't even know where I'm at. But that's okay. If you look at your spiritual GPS, it will lead you back to your soul. But we don't do that because you know what? We got it together. Nobody can tell us because we are on tour guide. We know where we're going. We know how we're going to get there. This list, we got it together. So we're going to do our own doggone thing. But fail. Nobody wants to admit that my marriage failed because I suck at it. I was hard-headed. I was disobedient. Nobody could talk to me. I knew it all. I was selfish. I was self-righteous. Sometimes when people get divorced, they always put the blame on the other person why it failed. But how did you play a part? If you was hard-headed, your husband couldn't tell you nothing. You did your own thing. You did it your way. You couldn't have two words to put in nothing. You didn't want to cook because you thought that was so old school. You didn't want to respect the marriage or your husband or your mate. Same thing for men. See, everybody can always say, well, the other person did other thing to fail. But nobody can honestly say, why, what part did I play in the ship sinking? See, we all can say Titanic sank because it hit the iceberg. But it was not just the iceberg that caused Titanic to sink. It was ego, too. See, sometimes your ego can be so big that it can cause a ship to sink. But you don't want to say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm too good for that because when I look in the mirror, I'm so, so perfect. But can I tell you something? Can I be real with you? You ever heard that saying, cats get sharp? You know, it's the best time. People always look their best when they're about to be put in the ground. When you die, your soul left your body. I mean, you know that, but that's what it means. So the undertaker or the whatever, you want a magician, mortician or whatever, when they get your body, their job is to dress you up, fix you up, to put on this image to your family. But in a church full of people, everybody got a different thought about you at that one moment when they're looking at your body. Some say he was a nice guy. Some say he was a jerk. Some say he was an ass. Some say he was successful. Some say he was a good family man. Some say he was a good husband. Some say he was a good churchman. See, these are reflections in the mirror. But nobody want to talk about these because you know what it is. We're so busy trying to portray a photosynthesis of what we think we are, but we're not. It's hard to be a Cadillac. It's hard when you look in the mirror that you're not a Cadillac, but you're a pencil. See, you don't portray that stuff about you. Don't portray that about yourself. You portray that you're the best. But if you're a pencil, you might not see a pencil. You might, in your brain, in your reflection, you see a Cadillac, a Porsche, a Lambo, Lamborghini, Corvette, Jaguar, Lexus Coupe, but you are forward. So when you look in the mirror, you have to get a synopsis or a statistical pool of yourself before you got into the dating game or the dating world to find somebody. See, it's easy to say, it's easy for me to say all the good things about myself. It's hard for me to say all the bad things about myself. It's hard for people that I'm, when I look in the mirror, I'm an egotistical jerk, self-centered, self-just cocky, arrogant. It's all about me. It's not about you. That I know I got my stuff together. I don't need you. It's hard to say that about yourself. when we look in the mirror, when we talk to somebody we just meet, we put out there, I'm hard working, I'm compassionate, I'm humble, I'm at peace with myself, I'm okay. See, it's easy to paint a perfect picture with the perfect stroke when you're the one, the artist. But if you get an artist or two artists paint you and what he sees, the image might not be the same. The picture might be distorted, but it might be just the truth. I know you say, wow. Why are you saying all this stuff? Because so many people out here are hurting themselves, hurting other people, getting hurt, bringing children into this mess because they're not looking at the self-reflection in the mirror. It's sad. But Michael Jackson didn't make a point. I'm talking about the man in the mirror. It's time to start the change. That's what he's talking about, the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror. It's easy to go out here and say, I got it together, but you got low self-esteem. That's when you're always in a bad relationship one after another, because you go after people like you. You're drawing to people like you. You draw people not because of how you look on the outside, but how you look on the inside. Ain't that something? You are a mess looking for a mess. So now you in a mess. But together, y'all make it just bigger and funky. Now it's a funky mess. If you want to be a guest, call in 646-915-9934. Once again, 646-915-9934. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr12@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr12@gmail.com. I'm not judging nobody. I'm not putting nobody down. I'm trying to encourage you to be the best that you can be. Because when you look at your kids, you got a car payment, all these bills, but you out here trying to find somebody. Who do you want to find, really? What do you know that single with no kids want a woman with three kids? You can't go out there. You've never seen caviar served at McDonald's. Ain't going to happen. You never seen escargot serving Burger King. Ain't going to happen. Some things you're not going to see in certain places because it ain't going to happen. And that's just what it is. Because, and I miss this good idea. It would be a bad idea to serve filet mignon from Subway. It's fat. It don't reflect that. I'm not knocking either or, but it just don't reflect that. It's a bad idea to put a $1 million house next to a trailer park. Won't happen. Apart. But a lot of times, what they want to do
RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos, pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Ah, gusta, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
See, everybody has to say that, oh, by the way, I'm a perfect Christian. I go to church on Sunday. I lead devotional service, all worship service. I'm a Sunday school teacher. I'm a deacon. I'm a pastor helper. Anybody can say that perfect English, but Monday through Friday, you're a stripper. I ain't knocking what you do to get your hustle on. That ain't my thing. If you're a stripper, ain't nothing wrong with that. But how do you live a double lifestyle? And then when somebody meets you, they're like, oh, such a wonder. She's a faithful member at First Hope United Baptist Methodist Church. Whew, she's a good man. She's a good girl. She got it together. She's college educated. She's this and she's that. But nobody know on Monday, Sister wanted to go to Savannah or go to Atlanta and stay there Monday through Thursday. She's in a whole different city now. She don't left South Carolina, it's my state, to go to Atlanta or Georgia or Florida and drop it low, girl, drop it low, girl. Let me see you swirl. I know that's an old one. But see, nobody knows Sister Wanda is a stripper. Because she don't strip where she lives at. She don't do her dirt in her state. She do her dirt in another whole state. And see, that's what a lot of people do. Because, you know, people drive now. And Savannah is about an hour and a half from South Carolina. I mean, from, you know what I'm saying? Depending on where you live at. Florida's not that far either. North Carolina's not that far. Going up north is not that far anymore. They got to slice that leaf every day. See, that's what a lot of people do. They leave what area they're upstanding citizen and they got it together. But nobody will never know when they're in another whole city, they buy, try, they're doing this and they're doing that. You'll be surprised at what some people are doing behind closed doors in other states. But you see in one area, you'd be like, such, got a nice suit on, he got a nice tie, he got nice shoes, he got a nice car, he's very respectable, but that's in one state. When you go to another state, he might be getting moved over. But that's what women go by. See, that's what a lot of women screwed up in the whole dating game. You can't always go by what you see or don't see. Sometimes what you see is what you get, and sometimes what you see is not what you get. It's like a toss of the dice almost. You never know. Do it the same way. You don't know what you get sometimes. Sometimes such and such, I don't believe in sex before marriage. Jesus is... is my life. Glory. Hallelujah. But I'm judging you. I'm not judging you. No, I'm not. But you go to Florida. The same person that was so holy in one state is messing with somebody else's husband in another state. But they live a double life. Because, see, now it's hard to tell who was who because on the internet, you can be one thing. But in reality, you can be a whole other thing because it's how you paint that picture with the right words. I mean, anybody can look good. They took when it was like a size 2 or 3, but when nobody wants to put up when they're a size 12, 15, 20 house, boat, car, whole state, not a little town, a whole state, a whole metropolis. It's hard to be real. So you put on some pounds after you had a couple of kids, or you know, sit around and eat a whole bunch of ice cream after a couple of breakups. Whole ice cream, whole cake, whole everything. You was that. You was just gluttonous. See, what I'm saying is, I'm not making fun of nobody's situation, and I know you. And I'm not trying to be mean, but sometimes when people look in the mirror, they don't see what's really there. That's the whole idea of the show. It's smoke and images. It's a small screen. It's not real. It's just a reflection. It's like the sticker price on the car. They say that's not a real price. You want to know why? Because it can go down. If you're crazy enough to pay that price, they'll take that money from you. They're a business. But a smart person would negotiate, say, you want 14.5? I'll give you 10. See, that's the top they will take, but they will take somewhere in the middle or lower than that. If your credit score is right, your down payment is right, you're a smooth operator, you get what you want if you know what you're doing. But some people just don't know what they're doing. So, girls, men, ladies, women, do not go out here trying to seek something that you know you can't handle. It's easy to say, I want this, but what about if you get this? It's a whole ball game then. You know that, you ever heard that old saying, watch them dogs? That's way before your time, a lot of y'all. But it's a saying about a little dog almost kept killing a big dog until one day the big dog master forgot to lock the gate. Boy, it was a whole other situation. That little dog got his behind tore out of frame. He got his butt up, tore up his spit out. See? It was easy for him to talk trash because he knew the game. So he can talk a whole lot of trash every day. He can talk trash because guess what? He knew that big dog was on a chain and had a gate around him. But one day, the master forgot to put the chain up and lock the gate. That dog tore his tail off for everything that dog ever said. He was, help. I'm tapping out. I can't take no more. That dog tore his, he nearly killed me. See, it's easy to talk a lot of junk when you got a hedge around the person you're talking junk to. But if that person ever get up that cake, two behind, limb to limb, oh, it's a whole another story. Ooh, you'd be like, oh my God, somebody need to call animal control. This is too much. But please know, if you want to be a guest for me, always looking out for you. 646-915-9934. 646-915-9934. If you want to email me with questions or feedback, WELDONR112@gmail.com, please do so. Looking forward to hearing from you. So be careful at what you think you see, because what you think you see might not be what you see. You never know what people are doing behind closed doors. Remember that when somebody says, you should be like such and such, you don't know what such and such is doing at the places. You might be surprised. You might be like, oh, my God, is they really doing that? Is she really a stripper? I thought she was a minister's wife. I didn't know she knew how to work the pole like that. Drop it low, girl. Drop it low, girl. Drop it low, girl. Drop it. I'm just saying, you might be surprised. Pastor? He got handcuffs on. Why is he in that club? Is he a swinger? I did not know that. You sure give a good word. Lord, forgive me. Please, you take the wheel. But once again, look in the mirror, be honest with yourself, be truthful with yourself. Don't think about this. Like I say, it's not the beginning of the story that matters, it's how the ending matters. You can be anything in the middle, but it's the end that counts. The end is very important. Remember that. Not the beginning, not the middle, because there's going to be some struggles. It might be some hard times. It might be some heartaches. It might be some heart pain. It might be some heartburn. It might be some indigestion. But remember this, y'all. Every day you're alive is another gift. So every day you got a gift to start over, to get it right, to do better. But it's up to you. You can't get mad with somebody because you messed up. You can't get mad with somebody because things don't go your way. You get what you put into this thing. You don't put nothing in, you get nothing out. And that's just life. Some people always quit to blame the other person why things fail, but they never look at themselves and say, I was the cause of this.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos,
pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos.